either when you were growing up or when once you got married and were living here, the kinds of food that were grown and kinds of things that people might have grown in this area, you know, to eat.
All right, I want to tell you, we had lettuce, head lettuce was grown here, and we had a family that came up here and grew head lettuce and took it to the DeNargo market in Denver.
I see.
That was in the 20s and early 30s.
Okay.
Then a lot of the farmers up here grew peas. They had big pea
What
patches,
kind of peas?
garden
Garden
peas,
peas. Okay.
green peas.
Okay.
And that's how we made our school clothes, was picking peas for the farmers.
My goodness.
We got a cent a pound.
Oh.
Boy, I'm telling you, he's a good pea picker if you could get 100 pounds a day.
$1. $1 a day.
And but the fields were here all over, and they grew head lettuce and peas. My garden still has a lot of peas in it. I planted. Then we grew mostly things that grew underground, like carrots, potatoes.
What kind
The carrot?
of potatoes?
Just the red
Red potato.
potatoes, not white potatoes,
Okay.
because they don't develop as fast, the red
Yes,
ones.
yes.
And we used to sell them to people who lived. We'd take them into the stores, and then the stores sold them to people. And we were pretty near, this county was pretty near self.
Sufficient. Had to be, I guess, didn't you?
And then, did you know that back in the early days before the train came into Black Hawk, they burned charcoal and made charcoal to run the steam engines with? And then after the train came in, why, they hauled in coal.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're on this place, is still places, big round places with black charcoal in them, and that they were charcoal pits.
Oh, my
And then
goodness.
they put them in ricks like this and took the charcoal to town and sold them to all the mines that had hoists that run by steam and the mills and that. And charcoal, I guess, really burned hotter and everything than the coal when they got the coal. But
I
they
didn't know
cut
that.
it and put it in the ground in certain lengths. Then they set it afire. How, I do not know. And then the person that was making, usually it was cold weather, he slept on top of his pit. So he covered it over with dirt, let it burn, let it smolder. My dad told me when they went to town, his mother told him, when they went to town, those charcoal burners, those men that burned the charcoal, they were just as black as their charcoal.
Isn't that something? Oh.
But I didn't think you knew about
No, I
those.
didn't, and that's real helpful to know that stuff that you just don't see anymore at
No,
all.
and there's big, old, big as half of this room.
Yeah.
Nothing grows there yet.
Yeah, my goodness. Do you in your garden, what do you grow now? What are some of the things you
We
grow?
got potatoes. We like mountain
Do you
potatoes.
have any corn?
No, corn will
No
not
corn.
mature up here.
I see. When you but you buy that in the store ever? When you eat it, what do you call it when you eat it without taking it off the ear? What do you call that?
Corn cobs
Do you
and
call it
ears?
corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob, yes.
Okay. The little when you t the stuff you have to take off the corn is called what? You call those corn husk or husk or shucks?
They're corn husks.
Okay. And the little things inside, the little thin strands inside would be called silk
Corn floss.
floss? Okay. Corn floss.
I
Okay.
think so.
Okay. Now, you mentioned peas. Do they grow any beans in this area?
Well, sometimes you can, and sometimes they freeze.
What kind?
Well, we usually would grow string beans.
Okay.